playing the biggest Aussie hits at night right around the country for Ozmade. It's Matty Garwood. And Mahmood Khan, he has got a brand new single out, Runaway, and some incredible credentials, which I can't wait to get him to tell us about, particularly working with Coolio's Gangsta's Paradise, one of the all-time greatest songs. And he joins us here tonight. Mahmood, thank you so much for coming on Ozmade.
Thank you for having me, Matt.
So tell us a little bit firstly about your brand new single, Runaway.
Well, it's a song I wrote about 3-4 years ago, and it's about finding yourself and celebrating who you are as a person and not following any trends, just being who you are.
Yes.
That's what it's all about. So you run away with yourself.
Was there an instance that made you write this song or something that came up in your life?
It's a constant thing in my life.
Yeah.
I think trying to be who I am and being comfortable with who I am. I'm sure you know, as a singer, when you're trying to sing and you sing in front of the microphone for the first time, you go, oh my God, that's awful. You know?
And I do that even after the mastering and everything, Mahmood. Don't worry about that.
So, you know, it takes quite a long time of development to like yourself and hear yourself sounding good. Mm. So that's what life is all about, is just keep on developing and keeping a straight head and knowing what you want and keeping at it.
And how do you think your career and your own personal journey has developed over the last few years?
Well, it's been pretty wild because I wanted to do a certain thing and it turned out that I could not only do that one thing, but everything else happened.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that I couldn't even imagine happening came up. And I'm sort of a type of a person who lets things go their way and kind of enjoy them. I also think songs have a life of their own. If the song doesn't want to be heard, then no matter how much money you put behind it to promote it, it's never going to become a hit.
<You know?
laughs> So songs have souls and things like that. So circumstances and where the wave takes you has its own life, and you kind of want to step out and look at it and appreciate it and then go with it rather than thinking, oh, I wanted to do this, but this didn't happen, you know. You just go with the flow sort of a thing.
And when it comes to hits, you're actually the first Asian-born Australian to have a number one hit on the ARIA charts.
That is true. How incredible is that? And I didn't even know what ARIAs were. I didn't know much about the Australian music industry, but I was always inspired by Australian songwriters like John Farrar and Barry Gibb and people like that. So I knew Australia was in my radar, but not the way it happened, not the way I had a number one record, because I came to Australia to study films with YouTube and stuff, and I need to be able to market myself properly. And I enrolled at Sydney Film School. Every day I would travel on the train from my home to Sydney Film School, and I would see the Sydney Opera House. It looked really, really pretty. Every day I'm looking at it. So this must be a sign. So I did some research and found out that there was nobody from my part of the world who's ever recorded a live album at the Opera House.
Yeah.
And so I went to them and I presented them a plan and got the concert hall for a day. And it took me about a year to put the repertoire together, to put an Australian band together, to rehearse, to do all those things that would make it sound good for a live album. Went in and recorded one and came out and mixed a single out of it, took it to MGM to distribution, and I put it out, and through community support, I got a call, said, hey, your song's top 10. From there on, it went to number one, and it was a shock, and it was over, and I didn't even know what happened. You know, we couldn't capitalize on it like we would like a record label. You know, we weren't really ready for anything like that. From then on, I thought I should just sit down and do some songs to follow it up. But it took me like 8 years to write the next batch of songs. I wrote like 300-400 songs, but it's very hard to like one song, you know, and put an album. It's really tough as an independent doing all your work by yourself.
And you've actually done a lot of work for some other huge names as well. Like I mentioned, one of my all-time favorite songs, Coolio's Gangsta's Paradise. I'm working also with Vanessa Williams.
Yeah, well, you know, I was lucky enough, and this is when I had started my career. There was a studio called Echo Sound Recording Studios, which is a pretty legendary studio in Los Angeles. So I worked there as a house engineer for a little while, and that's where all these big cats, well, they weren't as big at that time. They were just new artists.
Yeah,
I worked with a few of them, and then at Jam Power, which was a hub for a funk black music production studio, I was there for about 14 years. So I worked with all the funksters, people who are so good that you quit things, because I used to play the piano. Once I went to Jam Power, I heard somebody play a piano, and I'm like, okay, no more piano for me. so I started realizing, okay, so these guys are pitch perfect and they're so, so good. I was working with this guy, he's called Wawa. So after the session, I found out that he was the guy who invented the Wawa pedal for the guitars, you know, the wonk, 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 wonk. And then one time I worked with Louis Johnson, who played the bass on Michael Jackson's Beat It. People like Leon Silvers, who produced the early Jackson records. And I'm this kid from Pakistan. That was that late 80s, early 90s, one of my beautiful eras where I really learned so many things.
And so going from then into this brand new decade of 2020, with the new single Runaway, what else are we looking forward to?
Well, I will be doing more singles and just more music, because that's what I love doing. And because of technology, we can work with all the players around the world now. And growing as a human being and taking in everything that's going on right now and putting it all together and then writing something about it.
Awesome, mate. Well, we are very much looking forward to that. And I'm looking forward to playing Runaway in just a sec. Mahmood Khan, thank you so much for joining us here on AusMade.
Well, thanks for having me, Matthew. This is Mahmood Khan, and you are listening to Runaway.